Blog Talk Radio.
My lyrics wild but debonair, I kick it with it, you be fair. Even these superior rappers in despair. Nigga, fucking general consensus, my uniqueness is relentless. Hopping on the mic is even in a true threat line. Stop a D and R playboy, don't start to asinine. Constantly throwing up rhymes and bulimia. My style is with pain like sickle cell edemia. Lawless straight abomination to the hip hop nation. I'm sick with the style, I don't need no vaccination. These whack rappers better prepare for the annihilation. Trying to make it to the top, I'm full of determination. Oh, you with your feelings, cause this rhyme scheme's abrasive. For the 2015, we gon' dominate your playlist. Woo!
Get through in life by the skin of my teeth. Got this weed scent draped on my body like a sheet. Yeah. I do it for the powerless and the black sheep. This is me, I power the dawn, Master Chief. Serving Quaaludes, giving weak rap niggas halos. The shooters go when we say so, no chance to lay low. I take a huge toll from carrying the stress. Suffocating in places of feeling like I have regressed. Then I breathe them on the air and it feels like I'm refreshed. I go when it's 4-1, you never intercept. The AR when you say it, nigga interject. Money and the power gives you lots of nasty sex. From the best, the most shrewd of hoes. Most of them have goals of digging for gold. I stay black and bold, smashing centerfolds on the North Pole. Smack Mrs. Claus with the sack, then I roll.
Good morning to the lost souls. I walk right amongst them inside of the devil's lair. My demons go into function, succumbing to the bullshit. Ride us into the dungeon with my mightiest touch, giving you gold within abundance. From hostile moments of life, fight with colossal. A kingpin without open nostrils, hear the gospel. Preparing for the battleship, seen the dream of a catalyst to start the session. I spark a lesson now with God is blessing. I got a queen in the midst, I give her the gaudy wrenching. Hard to fight the power, you ain't swinging the strongest weapon. I'm G-Rap, Kane, a legend in the flesh. Listen, through hell on earth, so I know there's heaven within my steps. This is for the fallen artists accumulating the harvest. The scope and the beam, no choose awaiting the targets. Single life tripe, they say that choose awaiting the goddess. All a bunch of bullshit, it's truly tainting the market. We here, guys.
Thank you. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Tonight it is Team Dar, True God Immortal, Thursday night. Continuing our discussion from Monday night. So we're just going to go straight into the talk because we have 45 minutes. So get your calls in within the first 30 minutes so you can be in with the entire talk, okay? But we kicked it off with what? True God? Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
True God, what's up? How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm doing all right. You know, just here to hold down the team. I'm not sure who's all going to be available. I know a couple of the guys had work, or one of the guys had work, and a couple of them had some other things to do, so I'm not sure how many of us are going to be on. But yeah, that was Escalation. That right there you just played was Escalation. That's the interlude on Exodus. So
yes,
that's definitely something. Yeah.
And you did talk about that on Monday. Do you want to elaborate more on Escalation, on the lyrical content?
Escalation is just really it was just the idea to put something together for the team. You know, I had the beat from Speed. I'd say for about like 6 or 7 months, maybe. I was just kind of sitting on it, and I was looking for something to use on my fifth album, Pursuing Happiness, and he sent me that, and we didn't use it, so I came back to it, and I figured it'd be a great, just a great interlude for the album, and Axel came through with his style, Apollo came through with his, and I just ended it off with my verse. And that's one of the joints that wasn't too much thought put into that one. There's a lot of joints, there's a lot of songs on X's that there is a lot of thought put into, but that wasn't one of them.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect interlude, and it's your advice regarding music that doesn't get included on one project? You maybe can use it in the near future. What's your advice regarding that? Because some artists might think, well, we hear that a lot. Even I know you can sometimes go back and utilize work that maybe didn't get a chance to include on a project. But some people think, oh, I never used that. So what's your advice regarding that? Because I was just listening to you say, well, he sent it to me and I didn't use it for pursuit of happiness, but hey, look what happened. It seemed like you turned it into gumbo. What I'm saying, you still thought about it and brought it out. So what's your advice regarding that? You know, because some artists probably think, oh, I never used that.
Well, I think for me what it is like what we do is pretty much we put out like a lot of music, you know, over the course of a year. And, you know, Speed sends over beats. We got our guy Serge from DC who sends over beats. We get beats from, you know, a lot of other cats like 300 Music and you know, Logic. It is a whole bunch of different cats that send us beats. And, you know, if you're getting sent, let's say, and if you're making like a entire project and somebody sends you, like, you get 20 beats from Speed or you get, you know, 10 beats from this dude and 10 beats from that dude. So you're looking at like 60, 70 beats per project that you get, and you're only going to put 14 to 16 songs on an album. And I always hold on to something. Like, I've had beats that Speed sent me from, you know, 2012 that we use.
Uh-huh.
On this album, or, you know, beats that he sent me from, you know, 2013 that we're looking at using now. So, you know, music is timeless. And if somebody gives me something that I didn't necessarily have an idea for in 2010 or 2011, 2012 or whatever, and if I can come back to it and it doesn't feel dated, or, you know, it doesn't feel like it's not going to work, then yeah.
That was going to be my next comment. You know, do you not feel it's like dated, outdated? But you don't know, because music is, that's how you know you're making good music. Your music could be still being listened to 20 years from now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know
like that, those are classic tunes. Like, we still, like recently, you know what, we're still listening to Biggie, we're still listening to Tupac 20 years after they've, you know, been a gone. So your music is like just, and then mentioning like LL Cool J or Run DMC, the music, their music, and Leaders of the New School, which you guys always remind me of for some reason. You know, Leaders of the New School, like a Martin Day version of Leaders of the New School. I mean, just priceless, just timeless. You can't put years on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we strive for, is to make timeless music. I think if you go back, and I've told people this before, and we have fans who listen to all of our albums and they support the albums. And for me, you know, to have a group of people who always support what you do, and they'll come back and they'll tell you like man, you know, like you didn't realize this dude, but you know, like that Soul Revival one. Like, I think that's the thing. People who've never heard my music before, like, I'll send them to my Bandcamp, and they'll go to Bandcamp. And when they go to my Bandcamp, they'll look at the first album, which is Soul Revival 1, and they'll say, man, this is fire. And I'm thinking, this is almost 5 years ago. And this is something you still think.
I always recommend listeners.
You know.
I didn't want to interrupt you. What were you saying? I get so excited when I speak with you. I always recommend listeners to visit your YouTube channel and review the documentary that you shared. And you know, when you share your process of writing and doing and working in the studio. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I get so excited. People should also look at the visuals that you have out there.
Yeah, I mean, I put a, you know, like, I put a lot of effort into what I do. Like, for my next solo album, I'm putting a lot of effort into that, too. And, you know, when it comes to my solo stuff, I feel like I want to make timeless music. And for me to go back to an album from 4 to 5 years ago and be able to sit through it and, you know, of my not only just my own stuff, but somebody else's, there's very few albums that have that kind of shelf life. And, you know, if you identify with what I do, and I think me and Speed had this conversation before. I think I had a conversation with a couple of guys that are fans of mine. They said, "Man, I went back to listen to that Soul Revival 1, you know, or you know, and some of the joints from your Immortal Kingdom mixtape from like you know late 2010, early 2011, and they're like, that joint still is bumping, man. I still can play it. So that to me means that you know, like music that's quality is always gonna last over the BS, and I think that's what we provide as a team. You know, when I can listen to Apollo Veli. And I could listen to Speed on, you know, Speed's albums. I could listen to Axl's joint. And, you know, Axl has a solo album coming out in June, and his is a monster. It's just ridiculous. Like, his next album is going to be ridiculous. Ooh. So I feel like, you
I
know,
bet.
What we're doing
just the time
as,
of the summer.
As, yeah, you know, so what we're doing as a team, I don't think it's duplicated. I've said it once, I'll say it again. I don't think there's any movement or any team that musically can compete with what we bring to the table. You know, myself and Apollo, we have a duo album. You know, like me and Apollo grew up together. So, you know, me and uh-huh. Apollo and Speed all kind of grew up together. We know each other since, like, middle school, sixth grade. So for us,
wow.
you know, to come together, you know, me and Apollo initially were the first two to start
rapping.
I vibe
that almost kinship rapping. Between you all. I can vibe that almost kinship amongst you all.
Yeah, see, it's hard. I mean, it's really hard to see something like that. You know, via, like, you know, tweets and you know, like, radio interviews or podcasts, stuff like that. But, you know, if you see us out or you're in the studio with us or around us, like, this is somebody, we have our own language almost. We have our own language as friends almost, you know. Like, we have our own thing because this is 15, 16 years these guys have been, you know, like, been, just been, like, you know, some of, like, just my boys, 15, 16 years. And with me and Apollo, we started rapping together. And, you know, we were in class, you know, just making terrible, terrible songs. Like, the songs were completely terrible that we were making back in the day. But,
so
you know,
don't give
we,
up,
we
artists,
together.
Right?
Yeah, I mean
can't
you
believe
know, yeah, I think about it.
Terrible songs. So that's advice right there. Don't give up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were like in sixth and seventh grade starting out with music, you know, and so it was just really like, you know, the mind state of a sixth or seventh grader, you know, that's just writing music over and over, and you're just writing just whatever's hot at the time. Like if Cash Money was hot or UGK was hot, you just mirror what they do.
Oh,
and that's
UGK.
What we started out doing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But that's what it was.
So you
were just mirroring,
so you were
like,
also,
you know,
influenced by UGK? I know you've shared your, you know, your love for the Dirty South. So you've been influenced by UGK?
I'm influenced by everything. West Coast music, down south. You know, like, I'm almost, like, even non-hip-hop music, whether it's soul music, alternative, rock music,
yeah.
You know, folk. Like, there's different music that I'm influenced by. It just depends on my mood and where I'm at mentally. For us to come out, like, you know, like, for me and Apollo, the reason why I think you
can
influence
us
to
do our
own.
Just from listening to your art, you know, it seems like you have something for jazz and classical music also.
Yeah, I'm not as, I think on the next album I'm doing, you'll hear the classical music influence me and the jazz music influence. That's actually where I'm going, personally, because, you know, but as far as, like, we're influenced by everything, you know. Like, I feel like as the average listener and fan should broaden their horizons and listen to a vast, like, a vast array of different things. And to me, Apollo, and Speed, and all these guys, like, you know, and everybody, we listen to everything. And what that does is it makes us more well-rounded as artists. And, you know, for me and Apollo,
yeah.
the biggest influences growing up, you know, the biggest influences for me and Apollo growing up were Outkast. Like, that's how, like, that was our biggest influence. You know, like Andre and Big Boy were our biggest influences, and we patterned ourselves, you know, coming up as that. And to some way, that dynamic is still there, and Outkast is still, I think, our biggest influences as a duo together. And even as solo artists, you know, we're still influenced by them. So, you know, on this next duo album, which will be out in May, which is almost done, it's basically almost done now. We've got to put the finishing touches on it. To me, that album is Exodus is great. Exodus is great. You know, me, you know, Paulo, Speed, and Axe, we put together an amazing project. This HS album is, to me, it's like that next level. It's like everything we're doing is next level, because Axe's project after that, next level. Speed's project for him is next level, and Apollo's, plus the ideas he has, is next level, and my sixth album is next level. So, like, 2016,
yeah, your music
is definitely
evolutionary. It evolves, because just from when I was introduced to your music, I said 4 to 5 years. I think we've been networking for a pretty good while, longer than that. And your music definitely evolves, and you as individually and collectively. And I'm understanding now, at the beginning, you used to tell me Team D.A.R. is a movement, is a lifestyle, it's not just me, you know? And it's all coming to the light now. You know, this is just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everything I say in some way, shape, or form is prophecy to an extent. And I'm a full believer of speaking things into existence. Throughout the ambition and, like, all of our motivations as artists and as businessmen, period, I feel like speaking things into existence. And when D.A.R. started, and when I started it, you know, like, it started years ago, and it was me and Apollo and a couple of other guys that we grew up with, and you know, some other people who you don't necessarily see or need to see. And, you know, we were all, you know, just starting up our own movement, and I didn't take it seriously. I was young at the time. You know, I was fresh out of high school, and I was involved in a lot of street-related stuff, and you know, once I got away from that, I started to focus more on music and focus more on doing better, not only for myself, but the people around me. And, you know, in 2011, when I started it, I didn't have an idea. Like, 2011, 2012, I really didn't have an idea of what I wanted D.A.R. to really be. And by the time I got to 2013,
but I know you stressed that D.A.R. cared for the community, and that's one thing that intrigued me, being involved with the community.
Yeah, I mean, we've always had an investment into not only the community, but just the causes, you know, the causes out there, whether it's the black cause, whether it's, you know, just the human cause, period, and we've always been involved in that. And I feel like, you know, growing up in the areas that we grew up in, I think that's why it is, that's why we always feel the way that we feel. You know, we grew up in the inner city, we grew up in the middle of poverty, and if, you know, like, by I'm not wealthy by any stretch, I'm not even close to that right now, but I know that on the path we're on, and we're working towards that, and by the time we get there, you know, I feel like we can do a lot of good by reaching back and helping people out in the community. And we've always cared about, you know, just helping the people. I think that's always been my focus from the start, was, you know, I didn't want to go and put out mixtapes and then build a buzz and then have labels say, I want to sign you. I want to give my music directly to the people, cut out the middleman. And you know, I think that's the new strategy now. It's like, you don't need the label behind you to put back. And if you can dig in your own pocket and put out some money for yourself, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. You don't need a label. You might not be able to get to a certain level, but, you know, the more fans you draw in and the more fans that you bring in, you know, I think at a certain point, it becomes, you know, it becomes like your lane. And I feel like that's what we have
and that's
now.
When,
we
and
have
then
a lane,
that's
you know.
When, that's, and that's when the labels, major and large independent labels, that's when they come to you. They want to collaborate with you. But you have control of your music and the rights to your music that way, by sticking to your independence.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's what the, and I think Speed might be, I think Speed is on, Speed is
okay,
on
I
too,
thought
but,
it might be Apollo, but is it Speed?
I think that should be Speed.
Because I thought it might have been Apollo, but is it Speed? Who's joining us?
Yeah, it's Speed.
All right, Speed is on. All right,
what's
so we got Speed on here, but yeah.
Not much.
Good.
Yes. Yeah, Speed is.
Excited
Speed
to talk
is,
to
you
again.
He's, I'm glad we got Speed on here to be, you know, to be a part of this too. But like I said, you know, we we like I said, the mission of DAR has always been to create something that's not only timeless, but something that's beyond the average, you know, just the average. And I think we've done that, and I think that's what we're doing now. And as our outwork and our work in the community tries to, you know, go forward, and we're able to establish more, I feel like, I think I don't know if I said this last show, I said I feel like right now we're in the middle of the rebirth of DAR, or like the rejuvenation of DAR, you know, because me and Speed, at a certain point, like, you can only do so much with just, you know, me and Speed, I think, you know, like, me and Speed have been the glue and then the heart of the team the entire time, you know, even when there were people who were still around who were, like, a part of it, or, you know, who were on the sidelines, or, you know, stuff like that. It was always one of those situations for us where, you know, I knew eventually it would have to grow, and, you know, bringing Apollo back into the fold and bringing Axel into the fold, and now we got, you know, Eaton, you know, our dude Easy, who, you know, he I think probably next time we have, you know, an interview with you, we'll definitely have him on the show too. We got a lot of people who come through to the studio and come by, and some great people with just great energy who come around now. And I feel like, you know, with the Eyes on the Ring stuff that we have too now, it's like we're building not only a movement, but also in a budding empire at some point, where we have all these different things that are spread out, and we're just gonna be all over the place, you know. And you know, I mean, maybe Speed could jump in and express, you know, how he feels. But, you know.
I mean, yeah, you guys pretty much hit it on the head. That's pretty much how I feel the same way, that we kind of came from just being true and Speed, starting everything over. And yeah, we couldn't really go with so far just being true and Speed. And once we realized that, and once we started to make the moves that we needed to make to grow DAR, that's when things started to take over. Just didn't take off.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, I think one of the things also, and I spoke about this with a female friend of mine earlier today, you know, I expressed like where I was mentally, and I think where Speed was even mentally, you know, through that 2011, 2012, 2013 period, like, it's like it was literally me and Speed against the world at that time, like, and that was the mentality. And to me, at the end of the day, I think that brought me and Speed closer as brothers. But, you know, it's hard to do business in a sense from that perspective. And, you know, everything that we have been through and everything that we had gone through, like, you know, like, I went through some of the worst experiences of my life in 2012, 2013. And, you know, and Speed, I would say Speed probably would say the same, you know, and I've been there, he's been there. And now, you know, no matter what we're going through on a personal level and all this other stuff, you know, like, we're all still here for each other. We have Apollo who's part of it, you know, acting and stuff like that. It's a family now. So when you have that type of energy, it's all good energy right now. Regardless of what is going on with us, or regardless of what issues we might have, it's all good energy around us, and we're trying to bring more positive energy regardless. We're not, you know, like, being negative is very
easy. And then that positive energy is contagious in your music, and it comes out to us, the listeners, those of us that love your music. You know, that energy is really, you know, it's contagious, that positive energy. And that's why we feel so good when we listen to your music.
Yeah, but I think that's why it's different now, is because the energy I was bringing forth in the music that was positive, it was what I wanted. It was what I wanted to happen. It was what I was hoping to have. It was like I was in a very dark place at a lot of my albums, my first couple albums.
Exactly, because you touch on, you Team DAR, you all touch on some on the dark side of things, but at the same time, you say, hey, you can overcome this, you know. It's always like a message, like you can triumph this. you know. Yeah.
And but you know, I think that's it. We base our stuff around, you know, overcoming the odds. You know, we're still the underdogs in, you know. You know, we're still the underdogs. I think even now, I think we're even more the underdogs, but we're slowly, like, breaking through that glass ceiling that we need to break through. And I feel like the energy is just so amazing, you know, like, so amazing at this time that I've expressed to – last time we had a studio session on Saturday – you know, myself, Apollo, Axel, and like a whole bunch of other people came through, and we're sitting there, and I said,
yeah,
remember this
picture.
Moment. Yeah, you know, I said, remember this moment, and I say this a lot of times in sessions, I remember these moments for the rest of your life, because when everything changes and we take off and we go to a higher level, you know, we're going to look back and like, man, remember when we was going through this and going through that, and now you can look back and we can count our blessings, you know, and I think that to me is the beauty of where we are now. Like, when you're right in that middle ground, like, we're underground, but we're, you know, we're followed by, you know, very, very famous people and legends in the game, and we've been co-signed by a couple of them, and people, you know, we've made people's, like, best album of the year list before. So for us to have what we have, there's a lot of accomplishments that we've had that not a lot of people can say. Like, how many people can say they have their own wrestling brand along with their own music and along with the radio stuff? Like, not a lot of people can say that and be, you know, moderately successful, you know, on that. So I think what we have is we're building a legacy, and as we build our legacy, and it grows to the next level, which, you know, starting over and restarting everything is tough. You know, it is tough, but I feel like we're moving at a rapid pace. And with Exodus, with the HS stuff, with, you know, Speed's next album, with Axel's album, with, you know, all the albums we got coming out in 2015, the, you know, the two sites that we have, everything that we have, I feel like the only way to go from here is up. So I'm appreciating the struggle that we might be in right now, because I know in the end it's all going to work out for the better. So, and I think the music is a reflection of that.
Okay, Speed's call has been dropped, and so I hope he calls back in.
Yeah, I think he's having some issues with his phone.
I think a lot
of us are having issues.
Oh, okay. I was just hoping it wasn't on this end. Okay, hopefully he called back in and get in. Wow, when we talked at the end of the year, you all, Team DAR, True God, said that 2015 was going to be a good year. Do you remember your predictions for the new year? And it really seemed like the truth.
I don't remember my predictions for the new year.
I think Apollo, all of you made great predictions that the 2015 would be the year, but you were the main one speaking it into existence, that 2015 would be a successful year, be a good year.
Yeah, it is. 2015 is going to be a great year. You know,
uh-huh.
It is. I feel that way 100%. You know what I mean? Because 2014 was so tumultuous for me that I don't think I was prepared for the level of craziness that came out of 2014 for me. You know, like, I started off my year, you know, in California with you know, in a crazy drama situation, you know, with some girl that I was supposedly dating at the time, you know, and we had a big blowout. We had a big beef, and, you know, I had the, you know, issues with the business, the wrestling business that I was working with down in North Carolina. You know, I was I felt like I was blackballed. I was blackballed from the wrestling industry for a couple months, to where people wasn't, you know,
wow,
trying to deal with me and stuff like that. And, you know,
speaking of that, have you brought your show back to Block Talk Radio?
What we have now, Eyes on the Ring, is a part of the Elite Podcast Network, and what that is to me is, you know, being a part of a wrestling conglomerate was more appealing for me than just doing everything just us. And, you know, we have a team now. We have, you know, guys like Nathan, we got John, we got Peagle, we got, you know, Ariel, who's on the team. And we have a writing team. We have a radio team now. So we're establishing ourselves.
I see a tweet that you shared tonight. Is that the website?
EyesOnTheRing.com is our website. And then we have blogtalkradio.com/Elite Podcast Network, where you can listen to the show on Sundays. We're on every Sunday at 11. And you know, we have fun on that show talking wrestling. And I think for me, what it was is having the experience that I did in North Carolina. You know, having things go sour, I was reckless. I think I was reckless. It takes a lot for me to notice myself and check myself. And I was reckless at the time. There's a lot of things that I was doing, and there's a lot of just like I didn't care at the time. And you know, the 2014 started out. Like, the first half of the year was just so crazy. And the second half, you know, it felt like I was making some, you know, I needed the second half of 2014, even though I've been going through some things, and, you know, since then. But I needed that. You know, in my mind, I think I needed that whole experience, because I left somebody else's business in wrestling, and I started up my own with, you know, with my brother, you know, with Speed, who is, you know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to working with somebody who's shady, who doesn't have my best interests at heart, we start off our own, you know, our own brand, our own conglomerate, our own team, and we do things our way. So it's never
that's
I don't
right.
have to worry about
that's
somebody
right.
being shady, you know. And that to me.
Hello.
Is this Apollo?
Yes, ma'am. This is Apollo.
What's up?
We're glad you could join us.
You just missed Speed. Speed was on earlier. Now we have you. I thought that was you. We're glad you could join us.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Definitely.
Yeah. I was trying to hold it down, man. Cause, you know, Speed was on for a couple minutes, and you know, I knew you probably was busy. You was tired, man. So, you know what I mean? I know how it goes. And shout out to Axel, because Axel is at work right now, so he couldn't be on tonight. But like I was saying, everything that's happened to me personally in the last year, 2 years or whatever, like, I feel like it's come full circle. And you know, I can't speak for everybody else, because, you know, everybody else's situation is different. But I feel like in the team, you know, everything came full circle for us. Like I said, me and Apollo started out together, 15 years ago in school, rapping. And here we are now, about to release an amazing, ridiculously amazing album as a duo. You know, we've already got two projects, you know, under our belt all together with the DAR stuff. And, you know, he's got his album, Apollo Belly, which is a ridiculous. The joint is amazing. So, you know, and you got Axel World coming out. So I feel like everything comes full circle. I mean, like I said it last time, I think we're making the best music we've ever made in our lives, because it's genuine. It's fun. You know, we're having fun. I haven't had this much fun in the studio. Before, I was so serious. You know, five albums in,
yeah.
I was serious. You know, first four albums, I was really serious. Like, my fourth album was a concept album. You know, about a 371-day period, it was a literal concept album. And then at my fifth one, I was just like, I'm on a different path. And now with the next stuff we got coming, it's just fun. Like music doesn't always have to be so in-your-face serious. Be having fun, but still keeping it lyrical, still keeping it quality. And that's, you know, I think that's just the beauty of what we got right now. And I've been saying this. This is it. This is the year. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. You know, we're having a little, you know what I'm saying, we're going against Kendrick right now to push, you know what I'm saying, like, that same demographic that likes us loves Kendrick. So, you know, his album
mm-hmm.
is catching wreck right now. But we ain't going nowhere. That's the thing. We're not going nowhere. So, you know, no matter who's
Apollo,
out.
Apollo,
you know,
how do you describe your, and then what were you saying? True God?
No. Go to Apollo.
How do you describe your album and also your collective work with the team DAR?
Well, I mean, long story short, with Apollo Belly, that album to me kind of represents everything that I wanted to put out for about, I'll say, 2 years.
because I had another album that I was working on that I still may or may not release, called The Order of the Light. Like, it's done, but I just haven't put it out because, I don't know, like, I've just been doing, like, new stuff, so it's like, I don't know. But everything came full circle when, I was with True and Speed and Axel. Like, just having that, going through that creative process, I gotta think of new ideas. I gotta get some beats. I gotta singing these new rhymes, things like that. Like, I just felt more relaxed. I felt like this was like probably the most fun that I've had, as well as making music. Like being with the team in general, because we work on projects. Like, successively. Like, sometimes we might work on three at a time. It's just putting out material. Your quality material, nonetheless, but we're just putting out material that we have, Like, we have rounds for days and ideas for days. So, Like, everything just seems so natural. And, basically, that's what I, like, that's the way I approach the Apollo Belly. Like, just be me. Like, just let the beat guide you, Let the beat take the song. And
follow the beat.
It's funny you say follow the light, because that's one of the songs that I've had, in my discography for a couple of years. But that's all that is, pretty much. Because a lot of times, like, you might hear a lot of rappers say in interviews, like, I went in the studio and I gotta come up with a song for the club. I gotta come up with a joint for my homies. We do that, but we just stay, we just come up with natural stuff. Like, we don't have to just set our hearts on a set topic or anything,
You let it process artistically and naturally.
Naturally, yes. Like, when I hear a beat, if I hear a track that moves me, I'm just like, okay. Whatever comes out, that's what it is. And then, like, next thing you know, you got, like, 10, 12 songs. You got to be here, be there. You got.
Exactly. That's what True was talking about early in the interview, about how the songs just come together and how you use beats from long ago that were maybe intended for other projects,
Yeah. And, that's really important to me, as an artist, because like, just because you might be sitting on a beat for a certain amount of time and you might not have an idea for it right then and there, that doesn't mean that you can't come up with the next day, with a hit idea, and then bam, you got a hit record. Like, that's how
exactly.
We work.
We play Escalation, your interlude from Exodus at the beginning of the show, and True God explained to us that it just came naturally, and that was supposed to have been on His Pursuit of Happiness album, and how you all just came together and to me just made some gumbo.
Made some gumbo. Like, I like to compare it to how Wu-Tang approached the music back in their prime, the heyday, because they would have, like, even for all their solo albums, they would have everybody on there. So it's like a continuation of
exactly.
The last
oh my God,
album.
You are giving me chills. They could just bring all their talents together. I mean, they all were in the spotlight, not just one. Everybody was in the spotlight.
Right. And to be honest, that was even how we approached last year's Genesis. Pretty much like our first collective, that's how we approached that. And I don't know, like, things just kind of came together that way. And like you said, we got a lot of good future projects coming out from everybody. That's pretty much how we attack it,
Right before you called in, I was reminding True God that you and he – everyone collectively, when we spoke at the end of the year, I remember you and True God predicted 2015 would be a great year in music and in life.
Yeah.
And I look at there. You're speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I mean,
And I think that's it. And
not
to cut you off. I just want to say, that's what it is. You know, I feel like for us, you know, like I said, no matter what we go through on a personal level, no matter what like trials and tribulations you may face, I feel like we're gonna get through it no matter what, you know. And you know, like I said, this is a family, and so outside of the music, this is still people I consider my family. So 2015, regardless of what's going on, like we're gonna make it. Like we're gonna be all right. Like we're gonna be good.
And that's right.
The music is gonna catapult us to levels that I don't even know if we're ready for yet. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you gotta wonder, that's why I told, like I said earlier, when we're in the studio, I keep telling them, like,
because it's bigger
than you. Remember where we are right now.
It's bigger. Like, it's bigger.
Remember, yeah. You know, like remember where we are right now. You know what I mean? Like, remember where we are right now, because this is going to be the last time it's going to ever be like this, because it's about to be something entirely different. And I know it is, you know, like, I've seen it. You know, like you said earlier, my music has been prophetic. My thoughts have been prophetic. I predicted my entire rise and fall in life. I've seen it coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's this destiny. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's destiny pretty much.
Yes.
I look at life this way.
And what are some of your Apollo? You need to Apollo. Now we have defined a revolution.com, teamdar.bandcamp.com. Do you have any links you would like to share?
Yes. You have to excuse me because I'm not really as I don't want to say tech savvy. Like I'm good with technology, but I don't really keep up with all the domain names and everything like that.
Exactly,
because
you're
too
busy
making
music.
Yeah, yeah. But I got shakasapollo.bandcamp.com. Shakas,
Apollo Velli.
OKUS. Yeah, I got Apollo Velli on there. I got my first project, uh-huh. Have Mercy. I put that out in 2011. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at shakasapollo. So I mean, yeah, I'm here. You can find me on the DAR website. Okay. I'm actually thinking about you know what I mean, trying to work out some type of sports, like some DAR sports blog column thing. Like I'm gonna talk to Drew about that.
We can make that
to
happen.
About that.
Great. We definitely have to.
Yeah,
we must do a show where we talk about sports. I'm a sports lover, if you don't know that by now. And so we do. We need to talk about music and sports. Maybe our next talk, we should talk about sports, wrestling, and what you're talking about, all the sports that you will be writing about.
Hey,
and sharing information regarding.
I know we're running out of time. So I just say,
yes.
As far as on the sports stuff, that's something we've been talking about. We've been talking about for a minute. I mean, Speedy mentioned that a minute ago, and Axel spoke something about it. And you know, now Apollo's saying that, hey, as far as I'm concerned, man, you know what I'm saying? Like the defineofrevolution.com in my mind is basically it's to be a media hub for everything. To me, that's what it is. It's going to be a media spot for everything. Whether you want to talk sports, relationship, music, movies, whatever.
Exactly.
I feel like when you have a one-stop shop for everything, you got something for everybody. And I think that, you know, elevates the clicks on the site, elevates the people amount of traffic we have to the site, which is actually growing very, very tremendously since we actually bought the domain name. You know, this is we definitely do that. But make sure, I just want to say, because we got like a minute left, make sure y'all go and get that Apollo Velli. Make sure you get that Exodus, shakasapollo.bandcamp.com, teamdar.bandcamp.com. Make sure you get them DAR t-shirts at DARTs.spreadshirt.com. Follow all of us on Twitter. Apollo not on there as much, but when he on there, he always got something funny to say, usually anyway. So make sure you follow my man, regardless. You know, and just support
to
the movement.
Listen to all.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Thank you. Thank you, all listeners, for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Team DR and True God of Mortal Thursday Night Talk. And best wishes. Thank you all. And thank you for including me within your family.